Chapter 3. But is it old? The days of creation. Interpretation of the Genesis days, a brief historical perspective. We all know what the controversy is. Christians are divided into two main groups in their understanding of the Genesis days. First, there are those who believe that the days of Genesis are the 24-hour days of one Earth week, and that the universe is young, created around 6,000 years ago. Then there are those who believe that the universe is ancient. It is important to take on board right away that both the young Earth and the ancient Earth creationist views go back a long way. Neither of them is a recent invention. The word creationist, however, has changed its meaning over time. Originally, it meant simply someone who believed in a creator, without any implication for how or when the creating was done. Nowadays, creationist is usually taken to mean young Earth creationist. Through the ages, many have held that straight lines can be drawn from the creation week of Genesis to the week of ordinary life. The Jewish calendar, for instance, has for centuries taken as its starting point the Era of Creation, which it dates to 3761 BC. 2010 is the Jewish year 5770, which runs from September 2009 to September 2010. Furthermore, in contemporary Hebrew, the days of the week are denoted by the numbers 1 through 6, with the seventh day, Shabbat, Sabbath, rest, exactly as in Genesis 1. The Christian reformers Luther and Calvin, and many of those who drew up the Westminster Confession, also held the 24-hour view. In his commentary on Genesis, Calvin said that the duration of creation was the space of 6 days, a phrase later adopted into the Westminster Confession. However, there have been others, even in ancient times, who interpreted Genesis 1 differently. Among them was Philo, 10 BC to AD 50, an influential Jewish writer who lived in Alexandria at the time of Christ. Among many other works...